Blog Talk Radio.
Please.
gotta say. You can't be breaking down and falling out. You gonna break out your prayer. Break out your word. You gonna break out some praise. Last time. Will somebody clap your hands? It's a wrap. That's all you got, that's all you got.
Give honor my husband, Deacon Joe. Honor to Pastor Temple, First Lady Temple. Honor to you, Pastor Smith, and to Pastor-elect Barbara's morning. And to each and everyone that's tuned in to the end this morning. In the name of Jesus, and every member at ADM Ministry. Father God, in the name of Jesus, we come to your throne boldly. Give it, coming to the throne of thanksgiving, God. We just thank you for another day's journey, God. We thank you for breathing on us this morning, God. Breathing life into these old vessels once more, God. Just giving you the glory and thanking you, God, for another opportunity, God. In you, God, another opportunity for another day's journey, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We just thank you this morning for all things, God. So this morning, God, as we come to the throne of thanksgiving, God, let us come in unity and one, God, and have our minds focused on you this morning in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you create in us a clean heart. Renew the right spirit within us, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We ask you this morning, Hadaloboshe, God, if it in wandering minds, Hadaloboshe, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you touch our minds, God. Renew our minds, God. Let our minds stay on you, God. You told us in your word, if our minds stayed on you, you'll give us perfect peace, God. So we'll speak peace in the atmosphere this morning, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. We thank you for your love and kindness, God, because we know that would draw us to you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, for everything that you have done for us, God. Mostly, our God, we thank you for being a keeper, God. Thank you for keeping us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, in the most, God, whatever you're doing, God, in these last and evil days, God, it's all right, God. We realize, God, that you are the keeper, God. You're the one that kept us, God. You're the one that is constantly keeping us, God, from not going back to the Moshe, God, where we once was, God. And we say thank you this morning, God. We lift up every bowed down head this morning, out of the Moshe, God. We ask that you pick them up, God. Encourage them along the way in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. Oh, God, we thank you for stretching us, for making us, God, in the name of Jesus this morning, God. Oh, God, we do plead the blood of Jesus this morning, huh? Oh, nothing but the blood of Jesus, God, that have kept us. Nothing but the blood of Jesus can cleanse you in the name of Jesus. So we ask you this morning, God, cleanse us the most, God. Purge us, he go to by send that up from our mind in the name of Jesus, God. We ask that you open our ears this morning, God, that we can constantly hear you, God, that we'll stay focused on you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. No matter what comes, no matter what goes, God, let us come to the let us constantly call on the name of Jesus this morning, God. We lift up the nation once more in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you just constantly shake, out of the motion, God. Shake from the south, east, north, and west in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let us realize, God, that we have to depend on you, God. Nothing will not work, out of all shape, nothing. Not about tonight. Let us continue to lean to your understanding, not ours, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Because, God, we get in a world of trouble, God, when we lean on our own understanding and not yours. So we say thank you today, God. We look about you one more, God. Once more, God. Up to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, that you continue to strengthen them, God. Continually shield and protect. In the name of Jesus, as they go to school and coming back, even in our household. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. We lift up our marriage up to you today, God. Hey, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray, God, that you keep marriage silent. Had a love, God. Let them know what your unity means, God. In marriage, he called a love, God. Let us begin to teach, treat one another, love and kindness, God. Oh, understanding in the mighty name of Jesus, God. But most of all, God, let us begin to hold hands. Let us go in prayer together. Had a love, God. Calling on the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. I pray this morning, God, everything that we do, hallelujah, God, let it be of you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah, we lift up the backsliders once more to you, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God, because we realize, God, that you are married to the backslider. They are the first love, God. So we say thank you this morning. Thank you for bringing them back to you in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We ask you that you go walk into the hospital, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We pray, God, God, by your stripes, they are healed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, God. You said it up by the time that you're a man that won't lie and can't lie. Your word is sufficient, God. So we are healed in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning, God, because we realize your blood is emotion, God. Your blood is healing, God. Your blood is delivering, God. Your blood is setting the captive free this morning. In the name of Jesus, God, I pray, God, that you strengthen the one that was in the storm, God, today. I pray, God, that you encourage them the most, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them know that you're still with them. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Almost shining out of this morning, God. We give you all the praises, God. Oh, God, constantly let a praise come from our lips, God. No matter what we go through, God, let us say hallelujah, God. Let us praise you the most in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Let your people know that you are with us. No matter what we go through, you're still there with us, God. You said it, God, that you'll never leave us nor forsake us in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, God, let us spend more time with you, God. No more times, God, than looking at the TV, God. More times, God, than sitting somewhere gossiping, God. More time with you, God, instead of backstabbing somebody, God. Let us spend more time with you, God, in your prayer, in your word, God, in the name of Jesus, in your meditation, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. So we say, have your way, God. Move us out the way, God, and you come in and have your way, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning for everything that you have done for us, God. You don't have to do what you have to do, God, but you do it because you love us, God. Just like a mother loves a kid, God. Oh, God, but when a kid get wrong, God, she have to chastise her child. That's how God do us. So we say thank you for the chastising this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we pray, God, that you keep us in line. In line, out of all shit, God. In you, God, in the name of Jesus, God. So we say thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, we ask you to continue to order our footsteps, God. Don't let us go nowhere where our foot is not out of the world, God, this morning, God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I don't know about nobody else, but somebody I'll just begin to, begin to walk their house, saying, oh, God, have your way up in my home, God. Cleanse my home, God, in the name of Jesus. Somebody I'll just say, God, I'm just tired of being sick and tired of living the way I am. I know I'm not living right, so God, come in, hey, and cleanse me. Have your way, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Separate me from people and things that I don't have no business going and doing, God, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, God, I ask you to be a mind regulator. Be a mind regulator for us this morning, God. Just begin to put your hands on our heads, God. We realize our minds, some of our minds is not in the place where it needs to be, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. In the name of Jesus, God. Thank you, Lord, this morning, God. Oh, God, as we go on to our jobs, God, where we're going, God, be a safety for us, God. Give us traveling mercy in the name of Jesus. I decobotate you in the name of Jesus right now. Have your way, Lord. Oh, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, when we open our mouth, God, begin to use us mighty. Not just oh, God, let your fire begin to burn like another, Lord. Let your fire shoot from our lips,
special clay, God. Let her burn the behind us. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for breaking every yoke out of Oshanda. In the name of Jesus, God, thank you this morning. Touch your radio minds, God. Every internet out of Oshanda. Every tab top, God. We thank you this morning. Oh, for turning things around, God. We thank you for beginning to give us up. Us, God of Oshia, our spiritual washing in the mighty name of Jesus, God. We thank you this morning. We thank you for your presence, God. Keep us behind the veil, God, that we can constantly pray, telling you all about our situation, God. Oh, how we thank you, Lord. We thank you for the food that you have put on our tables, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us step back sometime from food, God. You said that man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceeded out the mouth, but God, let us turn down our place sometime, God, and lay before you, God, calling on the name of Jesus, out of the bullshit, and let you come in mighty to the Lord, because we're going to need you more and more, God, in these last evil days, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, this morning, Lord, I lift up the Davis family, out of the bullshit, God, the Mumford family, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. I ask that you, out of the bullshit, go in, God, hey, God, out of the bullshit, God, touch these families this morning, God. Oh, do a miracle, Haraboshe, God. And as you perform your miracle, God, when you bring them out, God, let them know it wasn't nobody but you. Haraboshe, God. Let them know nobody but you get the glory in the name of Jesus, God. Let them get to know to call on the name of Jesus, God. Walk their house, Haraboshe. And minister angels, I pray, God, that you go for a minister angel and church, you go to Boshe, God, and minister to these family, God, in the name. But Jesus, God, I ask that you break every yoke in these families. And the little Moshe, in the mighty name of Jesus, God, let them know that you're the only one they can do with the kind of the Moshe. Nobody else can. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, we pray this morning, God, that you constantly lift up the man of God, the little woman of God, that's after your own heart, God. We pray, God, that you shield them and protect them, God. And the little Moshe, as they pull out, God, pull back in to them, God, in the name of Jesus. Oh, open your people's eyes and let them see what is in front of them, God. We thank you, God, for the realness in the Jacobo China. We thank you, God, for the realness of the God. And God, man made service. And God, woman made service, God. In the name of Jesus, God, let them stay up on the wall. Don't let them come down, God. Let them cry out your truth, God. Your truth, God, shall set us free, God. Your truth, God, shall grow for us, God. It'll teach us how to emotion, God, which way to go. It'll teach us, God, to take a stand in you, God, that don't look back. No matter what nobody say, God, that tear the emotion, God. Let us hold on to you, God. Your truth is sufficient, God. I know the emotion, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today, God. Emotion, God. Oh, God, take the blindness off our eyes that we can truly see, God. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we need you more and more, God. So we say thank you, Lord, this morning for another day's journey, God. Don't let us throw in the towel, God. Let us realize we have come too far to turn back. How do we say, God? A matter of fact, there's nothing bad. Everything is for us and us in the name of Jesus, God. So we pray, God, that's continue to take us up higher in you, God. Higher and higher and higher, Lord, this morning. And you, God, a little more, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Oh, God, let us have a brand new look, God, a brand new talk, God, brand new ears, God, brand new eyes, God, in the mighty name of Jesus, God. Yes, I know, God, people will begin to say, oh, God, they don't look like they used to. They don't even talk like they used to. Oh, God, we thank you this morning for the change. We thank you for the turnaround, God, in our life, God. So let our light shine. Oh, God, we realize, God, that we are in the valley, God. Our life will shine a little more, God, and people will say something is different. Something is different about her. Something is different about him. Oh, God, let them know, God, it's Jesus that lives on the inside. in the name of Jesus, God. I realize this morning, God, that he's doing a new thing. Our old things are gone. New things has appeared in the name of Jesus, God. I thank you, Lord. So when you're going through our elbows, God, just begin to pray. Set so much still. Oh, and watch God's salvation move. Our elbows, God. When your back is against the wall, just lay that elbows, God. Let them bring you off. Don't let everybody stand out. Don't lean on to people. Hey, elbows, shake God, but lean on to Jesus. God, sometimes you have to close your ears, elbows, shake God. Let's close our ears and next to it, God, elbows, shake this, God, and let our ears just listen to your sweet voice, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you this morning, God. Oh, God, how we thank you. We give you all the praise, God, because all of it due to you, God. Somebody ought to have a praise deep down on the inside. Sometimes you feel like you just want to string out of the boat, shut not. This morning, God, we cry out of victory. We cry out of the boat, shake this morning, God. Out of the yes, Lord, it comes out of the boat, shake. It is victory time, out of the boat, shut not. Yes, it is, Lord. Oh, God, I see you moving, God. I don't know about nobody else, but I see you moving, God. In the name of Jesus, go to Moshe, God. I see you out of Moshe, God. Drawing people near to you, God. I see you out of Moshe, God. People are going to begin to pray like never before, God. In the name of Jesus, God. I see you out of Moshe, God. Family begin to come back together in unity and strength. I go to Moshe. Yes, I do, Lord. In the mighty name of Jesus, God. I say this morning, God, have your way, God. These things we ask, God, this morning, in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Ghost, in Jesus' name we pray. Hallelujah, hallelujah, God.
Yes,
thank
yes, Lord.
Jesus.
Thank
Lord.
You, Lord Jesus. Have your way, Jesus. Right now in the name of Jesus. And thank you for that prayer. Lord God, move right now in the name of Jesus, internationally, nationally, and locally, in the name of Jesus. So God, we do give you thanks for praying right now. In Jesus' name. And now, we turn it over to our pastor and apostle, Temple Spencer. Good morning, Pastor.
Hey, good morning.
Hey, good morning. Good morning. God bless you all. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
And I know that many of you all over the world and all over the country, yes, you're going to rejoice and be glad in it. Even as our family over there in Panama City, when the hurricane, my God, Michael, came through, I'm telling you,
yes,
right now, her family, rejoice and be glad in it. If,
yes,
my God, what the enemy meant for bad, God will always win it. Always make it for your good. I'm telling you right now, you begin to rejoice and be glad in him, because at the end of the day, my God Almighty, but God can replace all material things, but you are still here. And you might as well just call it all joy. And since the Lord, I'm telling you right now, you might as well get a joy in your belly. You might as well get a joy in your spirit, because what God is saying that get ready to do in your life, matter of fact, what he already started to do. And I'm telling you right now, it's going to be a beautiful thing. And I'm getting ready just to show you a couple of things to bring you some understanding in this season, so you can begin to penetrate through the heavens, penetrate through the atmosphere, so you can get a sound, my God, release from God. And I'm telling you right now, I am so excited. I don't know about you, but how many of you listening all over the world that you are excited, not only God finna get ready to do things within you, but you finna get ready to see miracles within everything you connected to. You finna get ready to see everything that you connected to. It's finna be blessed because of your suffering, because of what you've been pressing through, because of what you are going through. Amen. You finna get ready to see what God has for you. You might as well rejoice.
Hallelujah.
I know many of you, they're trying to see and trying to fight your way, because it's just getting to a point in some of your life to where things is looking kind of cloudy. You know, it's looking kind of a little thick here, like, God, what's going on? I'm going to keep pressing. I'm going to keep going. Well, let me tell you something, saints of God. You are in a season where demonic, my God, spirits, or demonic individuals that worship demonic spirits, they send up strong frequency in the spirit atmosphere. Halloween Halloween always, October always. So it calls interference, or it calls a little bit of warfare for the saints. How can you say that, Pastor? Well, if you go up in the spirit and all of us get on one accord and we make a sound in heaven, the heaven's going to begin to hear. It's because we are releasing in the spirit realm. Amen? And the heavens begin to hear. Same thing with the enemy. My God Almighty, the different things, if we begin to talk too much or tell too much our business, the enemy begin to hear, begin to bring warfare, begin to bring all different things. So that's the same way when folks begin to worship him and they begin to get into black magic, witchcraft, and especially when you have a multitude of individuals. It causes an atmosphere, my God Almighty, where it's unbalanced, it's unstable, where you have a lot of turbulence that you have to go through. October always be that month. But saints of God, you got to understand who you are, and you got to understand that I am more than a conqueror. Regardless of what the heck the saints may want to do, regardless of what the witch doctors may want to do, regardless of what the satanic worshipers may want to do, I still serve a God that in this season he gonna bless, he gonna do exceedingly and abundantly above all things. And let me tell you something, when things feel like you're getting pressure, it feel like you're getting tough, it feel like you're getting, you just speak and you just speak, because it comes to a time to where even the second heaven got to obey and back up, regardless of what all the meetings they got going on, regardless of what they got going on. My God, no weapon formed against us, it will not prosper. And what God done said, our blessing, our healing, our deliverance, it will, my God, it will happen. And if anything is trying to hold it up and hinder us up, it won't work. My God Almighty, somebody need to tell themselves this morning that it's not going to work. And I'm going to hold on to the things of God and what God done said to me in this season, because this is my season. And let me tell you something, saints of God, it's no greater season that God want to bless you in. This is what the Holy Ghost quickened me, man, God, and it just made me cut a little step. It's no greater season that God want to bless you in, my God, in this season right here. Why? Because the enemy is too busy worshiping himself. And my God, all the haters and all the, my God, the hate nails that believe in him, they are too busy worshiping him. So they're too busy caught up into themselves. And while they got all that frequency going on, and God said, listen, I'm going to bless you over here. And this is the season where you don't look at the enemy and see what he's doing. You begin to look and see what God is doing and what God is releasing. It's no better way than hide you in darkness. Why the enemy want to come look for you in darkness? Amen? That's a strategy that God is using. He will take everything, take anything, amen, and work it for his what? His good. So, my God, I'm telling you this morning, saints of God, you get ready for your greatest release and get ready for your greatest blessing. You might feel a little turbulence. You might feel a little discomfort. You might feel like your prayer life, what's going on? What's going this here? Is this being suppressed? No, it's some frequencies going up in this time of season, but you understand that the power lies inside of you. You hold God to what he is saying. And I know that many of you all over the world, that you are ready to hold God what he's saying. And I know that God is saying that you are blessed. He's saying that you are more than a conqueror. He's saying that I'm going to do exceedingly abundantly above all things that you could even imagine. And not only that, saints of God, you might as well get ready to shout, because not only are you going to get ready to have a turnaround, everything that you is, my God, everything that is connected to you, everything that you've been praying for, Everybody, you, my God Almighty, you don't intercede. Every petition that you don't release, you might as well get ready, because God is also going to get ready to honor that. Because God said, I seen, my God Almighty, your faithfulness. I seen you pushing forward. I seen your steadfastness. Because of that, I'm going to not only bring a blessing to you, but everything that you touch, finna get ready to turn into gold. I don't know about you, but I'm finna get ready to start touching everything around my house and start touching everything around me. Amen. Because greater that is in He, that is in Him, that is in the world. I want to show you this, and I'm finna get ready to jump back off. Amen. I want to show you this. I want to show you this. Different. I'm going to show you a couple of forms of prayer. One of the form of prayer, we have a form of communication. Communication. We understand prayer is communication. Amen. One form, when you just commune with God, you commune. In other words, that is a form that where Satan, my God, and God in Book of Job, they had a conversation together. They had some type of communication together. Amen. Another part is, my God, a petition. It's a petition. It's a petition. It's a petition where you are petitioning God, my God, for whatever or for whatever situation. You are putting a petition down. Another form is a request. A request. A request is always, you know, you are asking. You are always asking. That's requesting God for something, or requesting about different things. Amen. I'm requesting. I'm telling you right now, one thing about God, He hears your communication, yes. He hears, my God, your request, yes. But one thing about God, my God, you need to put a stamp and approval on your petition. A petition, you come in, my God, with the confidence. Your petition, you come in, my God, with my, you come in with substance. You come in, this is my petition. My petition, and I am petitioning God. In other words, I am confidence. I'm coming with belief. I'm coming with faith. I'm coming with everything to petition my request. I am making my request known unto you. Amen. You say, what you mean, Pastor? Well, let me help you with the petition. Father God, in the name of Jesus, you said that I am healed and I am set free. I'm giving you my petition to the declare my healing. I'm giving you my petition to declare, y'all gotta hear me this morning, to declare my financial turnaround. I'm giving you my petition, declaring everything that is out of order is going to be made in order. I declare it, I decree. A petition really come very strong. It's really come very confident. Why? Because I am reminding God of His word. I am reminding God of what He said. I'm just not in a form of communication. I'm not in just in a form. Say, God, how you doing today? You know, what about this person over here? You know, yeah, you know, God, you know, we're just going to keep moving forward. We're going to keep going. Amen. Oh, no. My God, what a request. You know, God, I just ask you if you could just touch me over here. I just ask you, can you just touch me in my back end? God, I pray that you would touch my finances and you would touch me. You know, I'm just, you know, asking God, can you know, I just really need this blessing. But a petition, you are coming confident, and you understand what you are asking God for, and you are not going to sugarcoat it, beating around the wall. And some of you, you need to make your petition known. You need to put your petition on the altar of the Lord. Your petition probably need to say, God just said it, my God Almighty, I believe it, so I declare it, it's going to happen. Y'all better hear me this morning. God, I put my petition on for my family. You said my family is going to be turned around. I believe it, and I believe it's going to happen. I'm telling you right now, I declare in this season, in this time that we are going, that the sense of God get a whole bunch of communication off. It's good to commune. It's good to have some requests. I'm telling you, put your petition on the altar. Go, my God Almighty, for the kingdom of heaven suffered violence, and the violence, y'all better hear me, take it by force. What is your petition this morning? What are you petitioning God? What are you releasing? said unto God, many of you, you need to declare it, you need to decree it. God, you said it, and I believe it regardless of what's going on in the atmosphere. I believe that it's going to happen. I believe it's going to be because you said so. You said I was healed. You said I was delivered. You said things are turning around. You said things are releasing. I believe it. This is my petition unto thy heaven. What is your petition? What is your petition? What is your petition this morning? What do you have at God? Most of us, we have prayer requests. We request in God. You know, most of us, we have a lot of communication. But what are you believing God for? What are the things that God told you? And it doesn't matter what season. It doesn't matter what somebody says. It doesn't matter what's going on. But it's matter what have God told you. And whatever God told you, that's what you believe. And that's what you petition God. You petition him. Amen. Amen. I don't know about you, but I ain't ready to see some things to activate. I'm ready to see some things to come in manifestation. So I'm going to send a petition. My God, a request. Oh, request. You just record. You asking God because you have not came into a place where he gave you the answer. So you ask. It's just like a child requesting something to drink, giving a request to his mother, request to the father, can I go, or can I go over to my friend's house? You know, I'm not 100% sure that they're going to say what the answer is because they never gave me their answer. But when you petition, same scenario again. When the mother told the child before they went to school, you could go over so-and-so house before you cleaned up. They're going to come, and they're going to come back that afternoon, mother, I don't cleaned up. You said that I could go over so-and-so house. Oh, y'all about to hear me up in here. This is my God, I'm not. You said that I could go over so-and-so house. Okay, so now guess what? The mother has to honor her or his mother or father have to honor their word. Amen? They honor their word. Why are you saying that, Pastor? God said, I am a man that I shall not lie, nor the son of, y'all gotta hear me this morning, nor the son of man that I shall repent. So in other words, what God said, remind him of what he said to you. Petition the Holy Ghost. And you're going to begin to see things move into your life like never before. Amen? Communication, same scenario. Just like when the kid come, you're communicating. All the words, you're in a place of negotiation. You know, I want to go over here. Yeah, we got this going on. I don't know about this. I don't know about that. You know, communication, always tap into the place of request. But when I petition, I got an answer. I got a fact. I got a sign, period, of what I need to happen, what needs to be done. I'm taking what you said, and I'm lining up with it, and I am placing it on the altar, holding accountable. Many of you in this season, it's time for you to begin to petition God. God don't heard your prayers. He don't heard your requests. God don't spoke to you about many of things that need to take place and going to take place. He don't spoke to you about what he's finna get ready to do or what he's already doing with you, through you, out of you in this season. Now you got to begin to hold God at his word. This is the best season to be blessed. This is the blessed season. Why the ghosts and goblins want to have a celebration? God got you behind the scene and just blessing you. You ain't worrying about what the enemy trying to attack, what he's trying to do, because he's too busy worshiping himself. Y'all got to hear me. All you doing, you picking up the frequency. You picking up on some unstable atmosphere. My God, you picking up some unstableness in the spirit realm. Yeah, because there's a lot of corporate, my God almighty, demonic stuff is going on. But at the end of the day, only must focus on that because the anointing that lies in you is way powerful in them. My God almighty, you take advantage. And God trying to get you to take advantage of it. Don't allow the enemy to get you down. Don't allow things to get you down. Don't allow him try to put a sickness on you. Don't allow him try to to mess with your money. Don't allow him try to get you down, because at the end of the day, God want to bless you in season and also out of season. And this is no, once again, this is about the best season you could see things happen. You're going to hear some miracles this month. You're going to hear some blessings. Y'all going to hear some blessings this month. I want you to get to that place where you're going to hear a miracle. You're going to hear the regard God out of his word. Why the enemy, my God, once again, is stuck on himself. Why the enemy just, my God, loving on himself. Why the enemy just keep trying to mark God in this season. You see all these folks worshiping me. This is why you messed up. Why he's trying to be marked on and be stuck on himself. You're going to begin to walk in blessings, my God, that you don't, you're going to begin to walk in that you ain't even have warfare to walk in with. You ain't have no warfare. You ain't have anything. You just walking in the blessings of God, because the enemy is too occupied over himself. Make your petitions known. Make your petition to God, saints of God. Get your petition out there. Hold God to his word. What did he told you? And understand, a request is not a decision. A request is what it is. You are requesting an answer, requesting something from God. I want to hold God to his word. What did he say? And you better believe, as you walk in, and as you're walking in the things of the Lord is going to begin to speak on you. He said, listen, because of your faithfulness, I'm going to turn this around. Because of your faith, I'm going to get ready to turn this around. You ain't going to have to, my God, to ask for anything. Amen? Because God already see the need. The scripture says, I will supply your every need. That's why God said, keep walking. As you keep walking, I'm going to make this going to happen, that going to happen. And guess what? All you got to go back and petition. Well, God, you said, my God, this is going to happen, that's going to happen. I am holding you to your word. Amen. God bless you all, my God, this Friday morning. And I know that many of you, you're going to walk into a place in spite of what it seems like and in spite of what it feels. You better believe you are a child of God, and God going to always honor his word. Even scripture says, my God, heaven and earth could pass away, but his word, my God, will stand. His word is not going to come back also forward. You better believe it's going to be fulfilled what it says going to do. God bless you, Pastor Smith. Back to you.
Amen. God bless you, Apostle. Amen. For those words declare and decreeing through the type of prayers. Amen. Praise God. Let it sink in.
Amen.
All I can say is blessed. Blessed on today. Amen. Well, listen. Amen. This is the weekend. Be safe.
Amen.
Pray to God. Invite somebody to church on Sunday. Amen. But most of all, believe God for his word that he will provide. Amen. For you.
Amen.
God bless you. May heaven smile upon you until we meet again. You have a God-blessed day in the Lord.
Amen.
Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to your glory, and I want to live the secret place. Show me your face. Show me your face. I want to see you. I want to see your glory, and I want to live the secret place. Show me your face.